Hello everybody, we have a women's lesson, but before the women's lesson we would like to announce a very special announcement that the registration for the big congress is opened up for all of the languages. You can all register now. We would like to show you this slide with the link, convention.cli.one, and if you need help, there's also a web address, an email address, help@cli.one. You can ask any questions. We recommend doing it through the computer. It'll be easier and less complications. We recommend doing it on the computer. This is our message. We will repeat this announcement many times until everyone's registered. Norman, you also have a message, right?
It's very true. Hello, everyone. Hello, Rav. Hello, dear friends. The topic for the lesson today is prayer, a topic that we're studying for the past few days, and we gathered special parts on this topic. So if we can ask a question, also it's an opportunity, then we're asking to ask how to use the lesson today in the best way as a preparation for the convention. Rav, please.
Ken, Rav, shela shel Norma.
Rav, the question from Norma. Can you repeat the question, Norma?
Yes. The question again, how can we utilize the lesson today in the best way as a preparation for the Congress? The topic for the lesson is, of course, prayer.
The prayer cannot be unless we connect between us in one point of connection and to the upper force as the second point, and directly from him, from us, to him. If we arrange all these things, it is certain that we get our request as one request from us all, the same request, that's called from one heart, and to the Creator, we try to feel that it is Him, and that way, from us to one, to the Creator, who is one, in a direct way that we raise our lack to, and by that, for sure, we will merit the appropriate response. We will try to do that, to establish it together. You are capable. I am with many women in contact through our emails throughout the week, and I can see the extent in which, through what they write in a very serious way, that you're ready for this. No less than the men. It's also a little easier for the women because they don't have much of a demand to be connected together as one man in one heart like men do. For them, if they're by the men, supporting them, trying to stabilize a 10 if it's possible, that's already sufficient. Well, let's address the lesson, yes?
Yes, the lesson is on the topic prayer. Prayer is a work in the heart. That is, since the root of man's heart is the will to receive, and he needs the opposite, meaning that it will work only to bestow and not receive, it follows that he has a lot of work in inverting it. And since this is against nature, he must pray to the Creator to help him come out of his nature and enter above nature.
We will continue to read until they start with their questions. Next.
Excerpt number 2 from Rabash. The only way to obtain a deficiency that we are lacking the desire to bestow is by prayer, which is a medium between man and the deficiency. That is, one prays for the Creator to give him something which he has no deficiency, that he will lack it. It follows that the kli that is called deficiency is a deficiency with respect to the feeling, meaning that he does not feel its lack. And the prayer is that the Creator will give him the light which is the filling of his lack. It therefore follows that the filling is a lack. Thus he has no other choice but to pray to the Creator to give him a deficiency. And this is what connects the kli with the light.
That's called the deficiency without a deficiency, where we pray for the Creator to do something that we're missing, that desire to bestow, for me to want to bestow, for me to want to give, for me to want to care for others. Please give me that. That's what I need to ask for. But how can I ask if I have no lack for that? So they say, even if you don't have a deficiency for it, you should ask. And the Creator will take that into consideration, and he'll bring you the deficiency. And if you'll have the deficiency to connect with others, then in the deficiency with others, you'll start to reveal the Creator. This is a very important and strong excerpt. Well, let's continue, Gilad.
Excerpt number 3, also from Rabash. There is no light without a kli, no filling without a lack. First, one needs to obtain a deficiency. That is, he must feel that he is deficient of this kli called desire to bestow. And concerning feeling, it is impossible to feel any lack if one does not know what he is losing by not having the kli called desire to bestow. For this reason, man must introspect on what causes him not to have the desire to bestow. To the extent of the loss, he feels sorrow and suffering. When he has the real lack, meaning when he can pray to the Creator from the bottom of the heart for not having the strength to be able to work for the sake of the Creator, then, when he has the kli, meaning the real lack, this is the time when his prayer is answered, and he receives assistance from above. It is as our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided.
That's how it works. We need to talk a lot about every single verse, scrutinize it in context with the friends, and then it'll be clear to you how we attain this. It's all in addressing the Creator. We need to make no other efforts but to exert in asking the Creator to do this. That's it. Every woman knows how her little children constantly demand and nudge us and push and want and more, they don't let go. That's how we need to also not let go of the Creator. He enjoys that. PT 33.
No, יש לכם שאלה או לא?
Well, do you have a question or not? No.
When we are asking about a deficiency, when we turn to the Creator, can you hear me?
We hear you, talk. Now we can't hear you.
We're asking a deficiency for the friends or for the 10. What am I asking for?
I don't know. She asks, who are they asking for? For the 10, for the self? Who are they asking for this deficiency?
Of course, for the 10. Asking for myself is just to make it worse for myself. That's how it is. If I ask for myself, I am only causing damage to myself. If I ask for my ten, then the blessing from the Creator, the good bestowal from the Creator comes to the ten and upon myself as much as I'm incorporated in the ten as well.
Здравствуйте, Рав, меня слышно?
Да.
Hello, Rav, can you hear me? My question, our question is in the 10. If you said that we have to pray for the others, and we're also studying that everyone's corrected except for me, I'm the only one that's not corrected, how to pray for the others if I see that I'm the only one that's not corrected? So it turns out that I'm praying for myself.
No, you need to nevertheless pray for the ten, as the ten will do an action upon you in which it will grow you within the ten. You cannot be corrected and you cannot grow spiritually unless it is through the ten, like an embryo inside his mother's womb. That's how each in every ten, within the ten. Therefore, only ask for the ten, and the ten will, because the prayer is from your behalf, it will help in growing you. That's how we correct ourselves. Always, the prayer needs to be for the ten, and I, who's asking, he writes about that also, Rabash. And then, through the ten, comes the light to me and raises me, increases me, grows me. USA Northeast.
Yes, this question is from our ten. What can we do in the ten to help one another remember to always turn to the Creator and to turn to Him for everything?
You need to remember, to remind one another that each of you needs to ask from the Creator to increase and strengthen your ten, and then through your ten, each of you will receive the force of bestowal, and that way you will all grow together until the Creator will be revealed to you.
Moscow 1.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Clay friends. Help me understand. What does it mean that we're asking and the Creator is finishing the work? What does it mean? How do I know that He's doing it and not me or my friends?
We raise up our lack and the Creator answers that lack. That's called half on my behalf and half from Him. That's how we become partners with Him. I raise my request, and the Creator, upon that request, does an action from above.
Latin 1.
Hola, Rav.
Hello, Rav. The question, what does it mean to open the heart? For example, in the workshop, if there's a discussion between friends and they're talking about how bad they felt, this feeling that is demonstrated, is that connecting us to the Creator? Is it helping us to build the deficiency? Thank you.
All the good things, if you want for them to come, they will only come from above. And upon them, we need to increase and grow our prayer. That's it. Hence, ask. Nothing but that. Ask. But you should know that with that, you will receive it all through the ten. You address the Creator. Each of you turns to the Creator. From the Creator comes the force of the light towards the ten, and from the ten, it comes to each that asks. That's how it works.
Toronto 1.
Good
Toronto One.
Thank you, Rav. How do we come to a central point where each of us feels the intensity of the slack in order to turn to the Creator all at once?
Ma'am, I said this already today several times. Only by the prayer to the Creator. Pray to Him. Ask Him. Demand of Him. It is all through Him. But you need to ask. And again, if you're asking for the connection in the ten, through the connection in the ten, each of you will then receive the answer to the question she asked. This is a law in spirituality. For thousands of years, everyone is praying in all kinds of ways to the Creator. Why don't they receive an answer? Because they don't know that the Creator only answers the ten. Only the ten. It's written that way in the Bible. And the Kabbalists attain this and reveal this in a clear manner. Therefore, if you want to receive an answer from the Creator, you need to ask Him. To Him, and through the ten, it will come back to you. In a direct way to the Creator and back, it does not come. Only through our connection.
Woman Chile.
Se te cerró el audio, Palo.
Your audio is turned off.
Se te cierra.
Now it's open. How can I pray for my friend if I don't know the obstacles and the disturbances that she's facing? The prayer before prayer, do we need to do it out of jealousy or out of the disturbances my friends are going through?
I don't need to know the disturbances, what disturbances my friends are going through. That's not important to me. I simply pray for the fact that we will be connected together. To the extent in which the Creator will be revealed between us, the force of bestowal, the force of love, health, understanding, attainment, everything will be revealed in the connection between us. That is what I'm asking for.
Barur.
Clear? Wonderful. Now, let's go to
Moscow 8.
Hello, Rav. We have a question from the center of the 10. We would like to thank those wonderful lessons. And the question is, we have a different understanding of the concept prayer. Someone wants to express it in words. Someone wants to feel a certain situation in the heart. Another person cannot express it in words. Another person thinks that all our life is a prayer. How can we unify all of this to one opinion and to use it in this prayer?
I would put it this way, that if you ask for connection and general advancement of the ten, that needs to answer all the demands, all the requests, all that you need. It will answer health, understanding, feeling, every single thing, both for you and for others. The main thing is that you want in your ten to come closer to the Creator. So by that, you become the place where the Creator shines from. That's it. You don't need anything other than that. That's the only thing you need.
Barur. Yofi. Bulgaria.
Wonderful.
Hello, Rav. A question from a friend. Is there a difference between the light and the Creator? How can we distinguish between them?
The Creator is the source of the light, and what emerges from Him to us and fills us is called light. It turns out that the Creator is everything, and the light is a part of Him.
Woman Poland.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. We have two questions, but they're related to one another. What is a complete prayer and how to define it? And can a prayer be from the center of the tent but without words?
Of course, each and every person prays from his heart without words and even without even the knowledge that he's praying. But it would be best if we pray in a conscious, understanding way, each from his heart. And with words or not, is not important to talk about it. But rather, the main thing is to feel it in your heart.
Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia.
Hello, dear Rav. We have a question from the 10. What is the difference between a prayer and intention?
If it is aimed to the Creator, there is no difference between this and that. There is no difference between the intention and the prayer if it's aimed to the Creator.
Moscow 6.
Здравствуйте, дорогой учитель. Вот чем дальше мы соединяемся между собой.
Hello, dear teacher. The more we connect between us in the hearts, in this request, in this prayer, and we continue with these actions, the more there is no base, like there's no knowledge. Every time it's overcoming above reason. The ones that became close or far, it's like a dance in the circle. The question is, this effort, is that what's requested from us? We don't have to wait for any result?
We just want to raise a request to the Creator. As much as possible, come to a state which the Creator enjoys from us. And He enjoys us addressing Him, where we ask from Him. Therefore, it's not important what problems or what requests, but rather to constantly be turning to Him. And it's more important that we turn together to Him from the connection between us. And it doesn't matter with which request, what the request itself is. Note this, pay attention. It's more important that you have a common request than the request itself. Because the main thing he wants is to see how we're preparing ourselves for him to be able to be revealed. The Creator wants to be revealed in his created beings.
Brazil 1. Brazil 1.
Bom dia, Rav.
Hello, Rav. I would like to ask you, our 10 is building a prayer every day. We would like you to explain to us how to feel the answer from the Creator to our prayers, how to enhance our sensitivity. What do we need to feel as his response? Thank you very much.
That is possible only by you reading several of the Rabash articles about the ten, about the group, and from that it will be clearer to you what you can change in the connection between you in order to come to that prayer. And then the Creator will answer. Okay? All right. We are moving to Latin 5.
Buenos días, Rav. Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. The question, we are able as women to ask to pray for the Creator for our families and children, but we're not able to use the ten to pray, right?
You can use the ten in every single prayer or request to the Creator, because we receive it all from Him. And if you want to really succeed with your families, to have all the good, then you need to pray for something that is greater than your families. Let's say, for the entire Kli of Bnei Baruch, for your families to be incorporated there as well. And then for sure you will receive from above an answer from the Creator, and it will influence the families as well.
Gracias, Rab.
Peter one.
Thank you. Hello, Rav. If may I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
How to reach a request for bestowal that is not related to me? How do I convince my ego is always looking to gain? How can I be above my nature?
Well, that's what we need to ask. I want to ask. The problem is only this, that the light that comes to me comes through all the big Kli, and then to me. Therefore, I need, in order to raise it to the Creator, to broadcast my request also through the entire Kli, the general Kli, to the Creator, as it belongs to the Creator, and then through that, ask from Him to give me all the Kelim, all the vessels, and also to me. That is how we also have in the order of the prayers, where we ask for these and for those and for those and for those, and also for us in the end. That's how we need to pray. And then for sure we will receive. There, women also asked about the children. Also, in such a way, that's how we pray. Only that we need to integrate in our prayer everyone. And then for sure it will also come to us.
Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Hello, Rav. Today, after the lesson, we have a Yeshivat Chavarot, gathering of friends in the topic of prayer before the Congress, and while we were preparing for it, a question formed: how to connect all the prayers from all the friends that are going to be in the gathering of friends and to raise it as one cry to the Creator? What to add to what's existing so the Creator can hear us?
We just need to understand that none of us can feel that he's alone in this. We belong to one general Kli, and the Creator relates to the general Kli. And as much as we can move our question, our request, our deficiency through the general Kli, in such a way we will merit a response, an answer from the Creator. That is the whole problem we have in appealing him to him. That's why, sadly, we don't get rewarded with an answer from the Creator to connect to him. The ten, or the Kli, the general Kli of Bnei Baruch, must be
Karka Shelano.
our ground, that place from which we raise our prayers. And if I ask for myself, for my children, for my family, that's all nice, but that's how everyone's doing it in the world. By that, we're no different. If you want for your prayer to truly come to the upper force, that's only under the condition that you're connected in your ten or in the society of Bnei Baruch that has power and a connection with the Creator. Pray for the society, and with that you are in them, and then from the Creator the force of the answer will come also to all of Bnei Baruch and also to you. But it's not that you cannot connect in a individual way. There's no such thing. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work in such a way. The connection is always through the totality, the collective of Bnei Baruch to the Creator.
Hello, Rav. We have a file with all the prayers of the ten. Should we discuss in the ten if we did we receive an answer from the Creator to our prayers? Should we talk about it?
Why not? You can talk in the ten about anything, about everything. You have nothing in the ten. There should be in the ten anything that you're concealing from one another, because you are in one heart.
Kiev 1. Kiev.
We have the following question. Today in the morning lesson, you talked about how we don't have nightmares and we don't sleep well because we don't have connection. So how do we ask for this deficiency?
Try to nevertheless ask, and slowly, slowly, you'll see that this will come. Even when you don't want, if you ask more and more, it will do its thing and we will want to be connected. Wonderful. Now,
Latin 4.
Gracias, Rav. Buenos días. Buenas tardes.
Thank you, Rav. Hello. Hello. Good afternoon. My question is, I understand that the prayer is a work of the heart. What does it mean that a prayer is the work of the heart, and is it related to the intention?
Yes, it's connected to the intention, and only in our hearts we raise a deficiency, ask, and also receive from the Creator the response as He corrects our desire, and that's considered that He corrects our heart.
Kiev 7.
Good day, Rav. A question from a friend. How can we attack the indifference in the ten? Is it a special prayer?
Yes, that also needs to be a prayer where you want to shake up the ten and to take them out of their indifference. And to also talk to them about this, how we can take ourselves out of this indifference. Yes? From this dormancy. Otherwise, we will not reach any connection with the Creator.
Woman, Italy.
Buongiorno, Rav. Come possiamo usare questa?
Hello, Rav. How can we use this pressure that we're feeling towards the Congress with relation to the prayer?
Pray for our success in the convention. Our success is in connection between us, for us to want to begin to reveal between us a connection with the Creator. That's called that we can connect between us in the form of bestowal, or at least the initial form of bestowal, and then there, according to equivalence of form, we will reveal the upper bestowing force, which is the Creator.
Kab Yuvan. Cap Yu Van.
Good morning, beloved Rav. A question from the 10. When we are in our 10, we are trying to annul our ego. Is this also considered bestowal?
Of course it is. The fact that we are asking to nullify our egos, that means that we are asking for the force of bestowal. Yes.
Maktu.
Добрый день, Рав.
Hello, Rav. The question is this: how can I help a friend? How to help a friend to her request to feel the Creator?
Like that. Ask the way you're telling it to me. Mac 4.
Здравствуйте, дорогой любимый учитель.
Hello, dear Rav, dear beloved Rav, great friends. Rav, the question is this. In the beginning of the path, there was great joy with the feeling of connection. And today, to reach this happiness of a sensation of joy, you have to go through so many states. I mean, we don't get to that same feeling that we felt in the beginning. And it seems like the ego is bigger, so the happiness should be bigger.
That is all correct. That's considered that if you have more reason, then you have more pain. And now you have more coarseness, more difficulty to connect, more difficulty to ask for the Creator. But when you come to a state in which you will turn to Him and Him to you, then there will truly be a strong place for revelation. That's true what you're saying to me. The situation is correct. It's more and more difficult. Yes?
Info.
A question from Midwest. What is a prayer from the bottom of the heart? Are we feeling this personally and that's how it goes into the 10? Or is it collective and each 10 needs to reach this depth to the bottom of the heart?
More or less, the whole 10 needs to feel it, if we're talking about a true 10. Let's say we come out of the morning lesson, and more or less there's a certain sensation that is common in the entire 10 where, of what we've been through, what state we're in. Although later we forget about this, it disappears, there are thoughts, desires, it all gets kind of gets switched. The Creator already arranges for us the next states, but nevertheless, there's a certain state that we get through the lesson, by the lesson. That's how it is. Okay? All right.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, подруги. Рав, скажите, пожалуйста.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. Rav, tell me, please, what is the meaning of asking from the center of the 10? Do we need to identify ourselves with the 10 and ask for ourselves?
Им от рутца лагели.
You want to come to the Creator, you must connect with the others, and only out of the connection with the others you can ask to turn to the Creator, otherwise he does not hear. Therefore, there are tens that need to connect in the tens, or fives, or it doesn't matter how many, but to connect. As by that you're expressing your desire for connection, for spiritual ascent. And then you receive there in that connection the answer as well.
Ita 5.
Buongiorno Rav. Se ogni giorno.
Hello Rav. If every day in the 10 we're creating a different prayer, is it because the prayer changes, or is it our desire to receive?
No, it's okay. It's good that it's all changing from day to day.
Екатеринбург. Не слышно. Не слышно.
Can't hear you.
Простите, молитва должна быть общей или...
Sorry. Is the prayer, does the prayer need to be general or specific?
The prayer should come from the ten, for the ten, and then everyone will receive from the ten as much as they are incorporated in the ten. This is essential. Work on this. You don't need to do anything else. You need to connect the ten, ask from the ten, and see how you received the answer from the ten, from the Creator, and that's what will be. Okay.
Mac 21. Ну.
Микрофон.
Микрофон.
Здравствуйте всем. Такой вопрос.
Hello. Hello, everyone. The question is this. Why is the fear from the Creator is such a distant feeling for us, and what desires can help us feel it?
We can ask from the Creator only the force of His dual and is against our egoistic nature. That's why it seems so far from us. Itafor.
Rav, nella preghiera ci hanno sempre insegnato...
Rav, in the prayer you taught us always to make a request. It was a very egoistical state. Now that we're starting to ask through the ten, it's a state of advance.
Of course it's an advance, and the advance is very special. It's really, I would say, an essential advancement. Yes.
Mac 17.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. У нас четыре вопроса.
Thank you, dear Rav. We have four questions, but we're just going to ask one. Is the Creator hearing the prayer of the ten? And are we broadening the kli if not all the friends are in our meetings? What else do we need to add?
The prayer only from within the group. Let's say from the ten. From the group. And from the group, he also gives the response. And by that, you can connect to him. And if you're not a few friends in this connection, then you're not rising with the ten and not getting the response. This is all in the state of what's happening.
Moscow 18.
The prayer is coming out of a deficiency, and the deficiency is felt as suffering in the ego. How to build, how to request, not out of the desire to receive.
Of course it's in your strength, but you always need to think about it together, and you will see how you'll be able to raise a prayer specifically for this. Speak about this all the time. Care for this. Make a matter out of this. And you'll start to see how you'll be able to work on this and implement this. Moscow 7.
Добрый день, Раф. Вопрос.
Good day, Rav.
Возможно, женские.
The question is maybe a little bit feminine, but it's concerning me a lot. All the time there are new needs in this path, and we reach a certain despair every time, and this despair is very big sometimes. And it's like not so beneficial, not advancing state. And I feel like we're lacking a resistance to this despair. The despair needs to end with something. It needs to end with some resistance.
There's no problem. You can connect and turn to the Creator with all of your complaints. There's no problem. Please. The Creator will be delighted in this.
Almata 1.
Almata 1.
What does it mean that we're reaching a state in every degree?
Again?
What does it mean that we are reaching a connection in every step, every degree?
From degree to degree, and according to the connection between you, you will discover the Creator. And then, by that, you will start to see the whole upper reality from one end to another, for what it all exists, why it all exists, and so on. That's the way it works.
Mac 25.
Mac 25.
Добрый день, Рав. Есть два вопроса.
Good day, Rav. We have two questions. The Creator keeps pushing us towards connection and correction, and today the corona is touching also our friends and our relatives, and we reached a state where in one emotion, there's also greatness of the Creator, and at the same time, this eternal, His eternal love, and at the same time, great despair. I am willing right now, in this moment, to give my life for the connection, for this correction. I want to understand, is the Creator, is that what He wants from us, this state that in one emotion, all together, we will feel connection and despair.
Yes, yes, this is exactly what the Creator wants. You need to read more from what the Kabbalists are writing for us, and you will feel and you'll understand that it's correct. You're just lacking this connection, this greater connection with the Creator. You need to read more.
And the second question, if I may, I'm next to this wall, and I understand that I cannot withdraw from it. I have to be in this state of prayer, constant prayer. How can the Ten help me with this, to break this wall together?
Именно должны быть вместе, еще раз говорю, больше читать, больше разговаривать с десяткой, меньше быть.
You have to be together. I keep telling you, more to talk from the ten and less to be alone with yourself.
You need to be alone with yourself less. Be with the friends and read from the sources. Okay, we are getting closer to the end. We have Кавказ.
Бывакаша, Кавказ.
Кавказ, please.
Rav, how to use the indifference to the advance of the ten?
We don't agree to the apathy, to the indifference. We need to use it and understand that there's nothing in the world that was created for no reason. We need to use all of the qualities, and the indifference is the worst. We need to break it every way possible. Ita one.
Rav, buongiorno. Volevo sapere cos'è la preghiera prima della preghiera.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask to know what does it mean prayer before prayer.
Prayer before prayer is when we pray to the Creator to help us connect. This is called before the prayer. And then from our connection, we will raise a deficiency, and this is already called a prayer. Turkey 4.
Dear Rav, dear friends, our question is, you said that the Creator wants us to fear Him. What kind of a fear is that? Is this the fear of not being able to attain the force of bestowal? Thank you.
Ken.
Yes. It is exactly the reason for the ira, the fear. That we're in a fear not to reach the force of bestowal. Info.
Dear Rav, dear friends, we're towards the end. We wanted to ask a question for the Congress. In the morning lesson, you talked about the importance of the women Kli and its participation in the Congress. You're telling us that we are partners in the path. How to execute, actually, this participation or express this participation in the best way?
We need to advance to such a connection between us that especially during the lesson, the women will feel that they have one Kli, that they're all connected together, the women Kli, the women of Bnei Baruch, the global women, and that there's a connection between them, and that they connect between them. And there's a feeling that all of the women are connected together. I'm hoping that it'll happen in this way because all of us need this great force of women that are connected together. So please speak about this amongst you and see how you can be in connection. We will always see on the screens a quarter of the participants. As now we see on the screen, you see that there are four quadrants. Let's say on the right where we can see woman in Moscow 1, and then there we will see only women. It'll be in the Congress, throughout the whole Congress. And we will want to connect in this way. And really ask for the participation of the women. The women's force is the men's force when they're connected and caring to be connected as one. We haven't gotten to this yet with the women. In the Torah, we've also seen how it's written in this way, that the women will later get to this. But anyway, I am concerned for this, and I'm asking for all of the women from all over the world, try to connect, try to care for this as much as you all want to be connected amongst you in order to discover the Creator. Because the revelation of the Creator in us will solve all the problems. It will raise us a spiritual degree. It'll reveal to us the whole process that we need to go through, the whole history, everything. Let's try to get to this state that certainly the Creator will be revealed in us. There's no other greater, happier state in our world than the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. I am wishing you all the best. I am embracing you. And we will get to this state where all of you will get answers to your questions and answers from the Creator. And I am helping care for the connection. Good luck. A warm hug to all of you. Thank you very much. Until the next Congress that's going to come up. Good time.
We will continue now to the Yeshivat Chavarot with our great friends from Peter and Kiev. A prayer before the Congress. A song, please.
This is the night when I can't wait myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. You please.